Blog Talk Radio.
Show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. I'm taking a break from painting for the next little bit here. We got a fantastic show tonight for you. We've got a just an awesome country and pop singer, Ayla Brown. Ayla, am I saying your name correctly? I always mess these up.
Actually, yes, you're one of the few. So, yeah, it is pronounced Ayla.
Ayla, I'm batting 1,000 tonight. How about that?
I know. Yeah, thanks for having me on. I'm very excited to talk about music and anything else with you.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Hey, I wanted to, we're going to get into, you're living in Nashville now, right? But you grew up north in New England, I believe, right?
Yeah, correct. So I grew up in Massachusetts, and I lived there my whole life until I graduated college. I went to Boston College, and then I moved down to Nashville, and it was kind of one of those on-a-whim things. I'd always wanted to go down there and start writing songs, but I didn't even know where I was going to live. I found an apartment online, and, like, I called, and I booked the place, and I'd never even seen it before, and I packed up my Jeep Patriot with literally everything I could think of, and when I got there, it was just like, okay, what's going to happen now? I don't know anyone, and I don't even know where to start, but it's been a really fun journey. And that was almost, that was about 6.5 years ago.
Wow, that's a big move, man. That's awesome. I was looking at my show notes.
Especially going from
go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, especially going from the north all the way down south, it was just like a lot of changes in so many ways, and all for the better, of course. I mean, the south is so beautiful, and everyone is so nice, and, you know, the hospitality is even better, so there's nothing to complain about with that. But it was just, it was a big change for not only me, but my mom and dad and my sister, who, you know, never thought that I would leave home, and I just kind of left, so it was a big deal.
And there you go. I lived in Massachusetts. I lived in Boston. I went to college in Boston, and I lived in Dorchester, right off the Red Line.
Oh, wow.
For about
there
6 years. It was the cheapest rent I could find.
I bet.
Here's the thing. I moved from, it was so funny, when I first moved there, I think one of the fuel oil guys were loading up, you know, they had those big fuel oil tanks that you buy your heat oil for. Mm-hmm. And he's like, man, he goes, are you sure about the neighborhood you're living in? I had just moved from Detroit. And I said, this is paradise. I haven't seen a burning car yet.
Yeah, I was going to say, exactly. And that area of Boston, it has just like blossomed, and it's becoming so nice. So, everywhere in Boston. I've been spending actually the entire summer up in New England, and this is the first time I've been up here, like solely doing shows and working my butt off. And it's the first time I've been up here since before college. So it's been a lot of fun, actually, being back up home.
That's awesome. Now, when you were in school, I'm looking at my show notes, this is kind of different, a very small and diminutive woman like yours. I'm kidding, of course. You're like my girlfriend, Danny, a tall girl. Danny's 6'1", you're 6 foot.
Yeah.
Danny's never played basketball, but everybody always asked her. But you did. You played basketball.
I did. So, I not only went to school at BC, but I did play basketball there for 4 years, and we were in the ACC, which was awesome. I got so much experience playing against the best people in the country, and it was a lot of fun. I've been a lot of fun.
Well, that doesn't surprise me, because your music is so great. And I'm not a musician. I'm not in the music business. I'm a painter. That's what I do. I paint people. And
that's cool.
The thing is, I know all of my friends are musicians. like everybody I've always hung out with, because they're the cool kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And one thing I learned about music is the more you practice at it, the better you get. And so when I was listening to your new single, which we're going to play here in a little bit, I said, wow, she must have practiced a lot. I bet that practice ethic and work hard mentality probably stemmed from your organized, your basketball days.
You have no idea how many hours I put in playing basketball. I mean, yeah, I wanted to try and be the best, and I worked really, really hard. And I think at least what you mentioned, the work ethic definitely translates to some fields of the music industry because, it takes a lot of work to continue to do this after many years and kind of putting your faith and trust in your work ethic and those around you to kind of do the right thing and work as hard as they can to get people to hear the songs. And of course you also have to have faith that the songs are going to be good. And I really do believe in the newest single called Label. Not that I haven't believed in anything else that I've done, but it seems as though there's been a lot of excitement around this song. So I couldn't be happier.
Now I know, it's fantastic. I know you, I'm reading here that you've had two previous albums released. Is Label part of the second one, or is this in addition to the two albums?
So Label will be in addition. I actually have, two studio albums, an EP called Heroes and Hometowns, which is a patriotic album, all patriotic songs. And then I released a single called Take Your Name, and then this one, which is called Label. But I do have plans to get into the studio to record an EP. However, I haven't been back to Nashville in a while, but I do have plans to, like, mid to end September. So, yeah, I got to get into the studio again because I absolutely have plans to pretty much put everything I've been writing out in the open for people to respond to it. And there's no better way than to do that because, it's like pent-up artist. You have to get your words and your lyrics heard at some point.
I get very grouchy. And everybody's like, really, Jamie? Because you're always, I'm always, I guess, jovial is the word. If I don't paint every couple days or something, man, I start getting my girlfriend, though. She's like,
It's funny you say that. Yeah. Well, my boyfriend
Are you
and I,
that way?
we went to a paint night for the first time this summer, and we've done 6 paint nights within the past month and a half. We are certifiably obsessed with paint nights, and now we have so many paintings we don't know what to do with. So, yeah, I would say that you, me, and my boyfriend Rob all have that in common. It's kind of becoming insane, but hey, whatever makes us happy.
That's awesome. That's right. That's right. And, a wall can have more than one painting on it. So you'll, fill up your house. There you go.
Exactly.
Very, very cool. Now, I wanted to mention before we get into that, folks, we have on our show page a link to Ayla's website. It's very difficult to find. No, I'm kidding. It's very easy to find. It's www.aylabrown.com. I mean, it doesn't
so
get
easy.
Simpler than that.
I made
it's
it
so
really
easy
for all the listeners. Yeah.
Well, and that's a good thing. That is definitely a good thing. I tell you, your website's fantastic. I have all these weird artsy, they're just weird people that I know, and they always make these crazy artsy-fartsy websites that I can't navigate. And I'm like, guys, I'm an old man here, I can't find your music. And they're like, well, did you give the monkey in the tree a banana? I'm like, I can't do all that. Just put a link to it.
That's funny.
Your website, everything's concise, and it's right there, and it's just fantastic.
Good.
And lots of cool videos and pictures and all of that. And
thanks.
I'm seeing here, I did not know that Ayla's makeup was provided by MAC. There you go.
Oh,
you and my
thank
girlfriend
you for the
are,
little, yeah, there you go.
He's in a pot.
Give him the, yeah, give him a shout out while you're at it. Why not? Yeah, I'm actually, my gosh. Thank goodness for makeup, because if you've seen us in the mornings without makeup, it can be a scary sight. So Thank goodness. Shout out to Mac.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, my girlfriend manages an. Have you been to an Ulta before? Is it Ultra?
Yeah.
Ulta?
Oh yeah.
Makeup store. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she runs one of those with all the gals over there, and man, that's
wow.
their life. Makeup and shoes, man. That is
yeah
a biggie around here.
That is true.
Although she never wears them, she just acquires them. But anyway, what I wanted to say, it's your website, it's a fantastic website, and folks, when you click on the tour. You'll see what Ayla's been doing up in New England and is going to be doing. You got a lot going on, Ayla, a lot going on.
This has been one of the busiest summers in a long time. I was in a musical in June.
Wow.
So the rehearsals for that were started in May. And it was Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. And then this past summer, I've opened up for Phil Vassar, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Justin Moore. I'm opening up for Sonny Sweeney. It's been such a fun summer. Oh, excuse me. And then I've had my own headlining shows. And then I joined the stage with my boyfriend, who's also a singer-songwriter. And if anyone wants to check out his music, his name is Rob Bellamy. He's so good. He's so
mm-hmm.
talented. So it's been such a nice way to kind of support each other and have each other go up and sing on each other's songs. And, yeah, it's been a lot, but a lot of fun.
Fantastic. And, folks, we'll be putting, for those who follow my Facebook page, we'll be putting up a link to, I just found it on Facebook, and I'll, as soon as the show is over, we'll put a link up to Rob's page as
yeah.
well. I got to check
oh,
it out myself.
Love that. Totally. Thank
super,
you.
Super. Yeah, so you got some gigs coming up. Folks, if you're in the Massachusetts, New England area, Ayla's going to be playing over at a little place, I don't know, just a little roadside place called Foxborough. Oh, my gosh. That's a good gig, huh?
Yeah, I'm doing the pre-Patriots party at Toby Keith's
wow.
Bar and Grill, which I'm looking forward to. That's September 7th. And then oh gosh, you know my schedule better than I do.
Fast.
I know I'm in Maine, and then I'm back down, and I'm all around
New Hampshire,
area.
New York, Maryland. I'm telling you, you're all over the place. And
I know.
That's a good thing.
The more people that hear about the music and hear about label, the better, because you know money doesn't fall on trees. So I'm trying to pay my bills and. Also be an artist and, you know, do everything
right.
independently. So, you know.
And pay for
every
that
day
studio
is a struggle.
Oh,
yeah, exactly.
I think people don't realize that.
Studio time.
You know, they don't. People not in the business, they think, because they've seen so many movies, they're like, oh, the musician just goes in and hangs out for a month in the studio. That may be true, but it's like a taxi cab. That meter is running every time you're in there. And you're paying for all the people
oh.
in there, too.
Yeah. So it's funny you say
it
that.
Adds up.
The past two records that I've done, I've actually been very blessed. I got a sponsor to sponsor the whole thing. So my
awesome.
Last record called Let Love In was sponsored by Texas Roadhouse, which is one of my favorite restaurants ever. And
nice. Mine
they,
too.
Oh, good. They're so good. And then my Heroes and Hometowns one was sponsored by New Balance. So I've
wow.
been very blessed in terms of finding a little bit larger corporations that want to support someone like me. I always give back to a charity when I do these records. So for this EP, I really am in the market to find another sponsor because it's been a good formula that's worked for me. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, to me, they get a lot in return, but I get even more because I'm able to do this album without money coming out of my pocket so I can continue to live and pay my bills.
Right. That's right. Update the Jeep Patriot. No, I'm kidding. I'm sure it's wonderful. Brilliant. That is brilliant. And I'm so glad you threw that out there because the thing is, there's a lot of, musicians starting out and whatnot. And I don't think a lot of creative types in business usually just it's weird that they don't seem to mix. But you have to if you want people to see your paintings or hear your music or, you know, you better figure that out or find somebody who can.
Yeah. Well, you got to remember that the music is a business. It's called the music business. So you have to treat yourself and your art like that, even though it is art as well. But I always tell people, I say, your art is just a hobby unless you make a business out of it. And then it becomes something you can consider a living, you know? And
right.
Sometimes it takes a lot longer for other people. Sometimes it's instant, you know, you get instant success. Maybe you have a one-hit wonder that just hits, or you have a painting or whatever that sells, and you're like, oh my gosh, this could be the start of something great. And sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't, but at least you're treating it as a business.
Wow, that's fantastic. You know, and it's so true. It is so true. And I'm sure there's, you know, a little gal in Duluth, Minnesota or someplace, Omaha, Nebraska maybe, listening to the show or the podcast afterwards, and she's like, that's what I need to do. I need to call up, you know, KFC or somebody, anybody, man, anybody. Big
yeah.
corporations pay a lot of money to get their brand out there, you know. It's very true.
Yeah. Yeah. You never know what can happen. The worst thing.
All they can say is no.
Yep, exactly.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Well, I like that. And I also like your business plan, too, of moving into the release of singles. It seems that that's where the music business has kind of gone. And one of the things I like about that is you can get feedback, global feedback, on what's working, what's resonating, what's maybe something
yeah.
isn't. You know, you can course
it's
correct.
It's funny you say that, because I hate that business model. I mean, I really do. I wish that people were still buying full albums and buying CDs. So I'm just kind of
right.
trying to go with the times, you know, but
I hear you.
At the same time, it is a quick fix on, for music listeners, you know, they can listen to a song, and if they like it, they can go back in your catalog and listen to more. So.
Right. One of the things I also like about your business model is you don't shy away from, the music video aspect of it. And I grew up in the 80s. I'm a little bit down the road from you in the age food trough there. But I grew up with music videos. It was a new art form, a new thing. And, of course, in those days, a lot of people didn't realize that, you know, they were trying to sell Pepsi Cola or whatever. You know, it was all product placement type stuff. But you make fantastic videos.
Oh, thank you. I was going to say, I would love to do more. It's, once again, it's expensive, but I think having some sort of content out there is important. So I encourage anyone to go on and check out my stuff on my YouTube channel.
Absolutely. And you can also, there's a video page where you can see a lot of Ayla's videos and some of her press stuff. You know, you're on Fox and Friends and
yeah.
Armed Forces Entertainment Tour, and just all kinds of stuff I'm seeing here. Fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. I call them like I see them, man. I call them like I see them. Well, it's very, very cool. Now, I have to ask, the new album that you've got in mind, that the gears are turning with, you know, are you going to go dark like Taylor Swift? No, I'm kidding. I'm teasing you. Whatever you do, I'm sure it's going to be fine. Any idea? You say you're probably going to lay down some tracks, or the EP, I should say, the new EP. You're going to lay down some tracks into September. What do you think that'll be out, pre-Christmas or maybe early next year?
Oh, I don't know. It all depends on how the process goes with the mixing and mastering. I already do have most of the songs narrowed down, and so now it just kind of comes down to the process. I don't want to rush it.
Gotcha. Very, very cool. Well, let's play. I know we're going to do a short show tonight, so we got lots to do. Ayla is a busy woman, folks.
I know. And I apologize. I know when I called you before,
no.
I was like, hey, I'm actually heading up to dinner. So they've left me in the car so I can talk to you, and everyone went into dinner.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. Here, you can go in so you can get your order in and whatnot. And you know, I don't know, maybe it's a business dinner. She needs to be in there, folks. She needs to be in there. Let's think positive here. We'll do is we'll close the show out with Label. And before I play it, I just – I'm going to thank you, Ayla, for taking time out of your schedule. I know you're wicked busy and whatnot, and you know, have a lot going on. Thank you so much for being on the show. You rock, and you keep doing what you're doing. You're real good at it. Very inspiring.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And I encourage everyone to go check out Label after they've heard it from you, of course, but to go on Spotify or Apple Music or iTunes or however you listen to music these days, you can definitely find it. And find
everywhere.
Me on social media and let me know if you've liked it.
Outstanding, outstanding. And on Ayla's website, aylabrown.com, are links to all of her social media and whatnot. So we're going to play it, folks. I'll be back right after the track plays here. Check this out. It's Label by Miss Ayla Brown. Here it is.
Thank you.
What a track. That's Ayla Brown. That was Labeled, the new single by her. That is out. It's everywhere. You can pick it up wherever you buy digital music. Yeah, it's very, very cool. I liked having Ayla on. She's fantastic, and I just really, really good for music. Very, very cool. I know it's a short show tonight, folks, but that's okay. Sometimes that's how it goes. That's just how it goes. I was glad to be able to bring you what we could. So how about that? How about that? Well, I'm going to be out of here in a second. Tonight's show will be converted to a podcast and put out on all the various social media platforms. While we'll even be on Tumblr. How about that? How about that? Even Google Plus. We're everywhere. We are everywhere, I'm telling you, everywhere. So that'll be happening in the next hour or so. So stay tuned for that. Of course, you can listen to this podcast anytime you want to. You can even download it as an MP3. We're also on iTunes for free on their podcast section. So if you're listening to the show on iTunes in the future, hello from the past. Do me a quick favor, though. Doesn't cost you anything. Hit that ratings and review. Keeps us up right up the top of the page. That's where we like to be, man. And it's just wonderful that we are. Our advertisers are happy. Everybody's happy. I'm happy. It's just great. Okay, we are out of here. Tomorrow, we've got a fantastic interview by a science fiction author, Ms. Ellie Maloney. She's from Albania, and we'll be talking to her. I sat down with her. It's a pre-record, but I sat down with her. Just fascinating. We covered all kinds of stuff. She is one of the coolest people I've met in a long time. Not only does she have a book coming out, she has a magazine, she's sponsoring a film festival in Chicago. We talked about some time she spent in Liberia, and it just crazy stuff, crazy cool stuff. So tune in for that. That'll be tomorrow afternoon. We're doing an early show, so it's in the evening in Albania. So our Albanian friends, and fans over there don't have to stay up until 3 a.m. And, we're all hard around here. We're all hard. It all works out. Cool, cool, cool. Okay, well, I'm out of here, folks. I will see you tomorrow and every day this week. We've got 5 shows this week. I'm very excited. Okie doke. Have a great night. Keep your powder dry, and we will talk to you soon. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.